Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Childhood Cancer Awareness Month is taking place throughout September. It's something that, look, nobody wants to think about. And luckily, there's great charities, though, out there, the likes of Childhood Cancer Ireland, for families who find themselves in this situation. It is an area, though, that we haven't really spoken much about on the show before. You know, what it's like for families after treatment, when all the schedules and the doctor's appointments and the treatment, when that finishes. What is left behind and how do families cope and manage the aftermath of all of that? Stephanie Keogh is the mum of Zachary, who's three, was diagnosed with acute leukaemia in March of just last year. Stephanie, thank you for joining us here on the show today. How is Zachary now, first of all?
Hi, Andrea. Zachary is flying, thankfully.
Good.
He is a boisterous three-year-old, thankfully.
Yeah, all good. Bring us back, though. When you first got the diagnosis, had you noticed there was something, signs, symptoms in advance of that, Stephanie?
Yes, Andrea. I guess every child's journey is different, and indeed how they might be diagnosed. For Zach, he had a fall in the kitchen, and he didn't want to walk after that. And after a series of tests and over the course of a few weeks, that was his diagnosis in Crumlin and in CHI.
Yeah, sure. Huge shock for you and the family on hearing that.
Absolutely, yeah, world upside down. But I guess, you know, the oncology and the haematology departments in Crumlin were absolutely amazing, and we were very fortunate with his diagnosis that there was an action plan kind of straight away. So I guess when you're in that intensive treatment phase, you're just doing the do, you show up to all the appointments, and you're in a kind of survival mode, if you like. You're doing everything you can for your son, and indeed just to try and show up and do everything you can.
Yeah,
get through it.
The thing is, I suppose, it's so out of your control, and you're told, you know, you've got to be here for this appointment or this treatment and this procedure, and it's happening at this time. You know, and I suppose really from March of last year to this year, Stephanie, so much of your life is consumed and it's just dictated by schedules.
It is. And again, you have to think about the schedule of your sibling. You know, Zach's sibling, you know, was still, you know, going to play school herself, and you're trying to kind of be there for everybody and, you know, keep all the plates spinning, if you like. So it is overwhelming in many ways, but we were actually just very fortunate that, you know, give me a schedule, give me a timetable, I'll show up, we'll do everything that I can. And,
yeah.
And you do that. It's just your gut instinct, let's say, as a parent to do that.
When did Zachary finish his treatment and all that went with that?
So he would have had an intensive treatment phase of about 6 months, and then kind of October of last year is he moved into a maintenance treatment phase, and that's really, you know, much less appointments and checkups, and it's really the time in which the family can kind of start taking stock of where you are, and really as much as you are relieved, it's where a lot of the work starts, and where maybe I would encourage other parents to reach out to Childhood Cancer Ireland, because there are simple things that your child is coming back to life, but there's things around social skills, even their physical skills and mobility, eating habits, screen time habits. There's a lot of work that you have to do as a family to kind of get back to what they would deem as normal. It's a new normal, but there are definitely parenting challenges around that, because your child, you know, Zachary wasn't able to walk for 6 months. He was fed through a tube for a number of months as well. So there's a lot of things even around their simple mobility issues, trying to get them back to play, trying to get them away from the screen. And as I said, getting them into a peer-to-peer setting like play school, you know, these are really important. And you don't have the answers, so you really do need to reach out to the supports. And we were able to do that with Childhood Cancer Ireland, because they had parent workshops available to us. They also had play therapy sessions available to Zach and to his sibling, Brooke.
Okay.
And there are supports. I would just say to people, like, don't delay in accessing them, and really they will have they may not have everything for you, but they'll point you in the right direction. And help you.
Yeah. Well, just on that, Dr. Mairead Brennan, who's the Principal Clinical Psychologist and Director of Psychosocial Services with Childhood Cancer Ireland, is with us here too, Stephanie. Like, Mairead, that's probably something people don't think about.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the reason we have our service is that we offer psychosocial care to all the family members, because there is maybe a lot of emotional and practical and psychological care that they need, both during the journey of treatment, but in the time thereafter. And I think sometimes, as Stephanie has spoken about, it's that time that can be particularly challenging for families. It is that time where maybe parents have gone out of the doing mode, that high alert, constant mode of looking after their child. And it's then that they have time to even think and to emotionally process what has happened.
Well, they're often probably in a state of trauma too, I suppose.
100%, absolutely can be. And, you know, not only in terms of the parent, but also in siblings. It's then you can almost see where the impact has been, that there's been a lot of change of routines, a lot of, you know, focus on the patient. And, you know, there's been maybe different parenting styles across the patient and the siblings as well. That means that there's kind of realignment to getting confidence back around those parenting strategies for parents.
So what do you do then through the psychosocial services with Childhood Cancer Ireland? Like, for people maybe listening today who have a child at home, maybe just with a fairly recent diagnosis, how can they benefit from it?
Sure, I suppose we always encourage people to link in early, because it really is looking at a preventative measure as well in terms of support, because it really is journeying along with families, because we want to enable them, to empower them to maybe see some of the strategies they already have in place, the coping that they have, and to normalise and validate the experience that they're having. And I think that was one part of the parent workshops that Stephanie talked about, really about, you know, coming together as a group. So you're having the group support, because parents are the experts. They're going through the similar experience. And also that it is, you know, validating, normalizing some of the things that have occurred for them and how they're feeling now. We often use the kind of the analogy of, if a tornado came through your house, at that time you're in survival mode. But it's afterwards, maybe you're navigating the changes that have occurred and putting little pieces back together again. So I suppose there's support for all family members, the parents, the child and their sibling, and in lots of different ways, because there's, I suppose, three known levels of needs. We talk about a universal level for everybody, and then more targeted and clinical needs as levels as well. So it really is, we offer things like coffee mornings and podcasts. We have our parent workshops for families. We have financial advice and information as well, because that's very important as well, because it is a very expensive process. And it is around afterwards helping families to maybe to navigate that, to budget, to maybe to look at different things that are available to them in terms of
particularly
maybe their own insurance.
If one parent is constantly in the hospital or attending appointments, maybe out of work during that period, there's that whole financial effect that hits the household. Catherine Consolis is with us on the line too, Mairead, because Catherine, your son Billy was diagnosed with lymphoma just last year as well. How is he now?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, Billy's doing great now.
Good.
He finished his treatment in February of this year, and his recovery is going really, really well. And he's doing all the things now that, you know, a 15-year-old boy should be doing anyway.
Yeah. I mean, just listening to Mairead there talk about the support services that are available, was that something, you know, I suppose it's never to the fore of your mind, that difficulty trying to make the transition for Billy and for you and the family?
Absolutely.
After treatment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I suppose there's two parts to it. Like, you know, you have your treatment and then you have the recovery, which is something else, you know, completely in its own. Like during Billy's treatment, I know that the podcast that Childhood Cancer Ireland have, like, they were, you know, a lifeline for me, because I used to love to listen to other parents and what they had done and how they'd got around certain issues, or even just hearing the stories, I suppose it gave me hope. So that was one thing I did, you know, while Billy was having his treatment. And then when he's in recovery, then it's a case of, well, it's a wonderful thing that's happened. We've rung the bell. His treatment has been successful. And now it's time to put the pieces back together.
Yeah.
And I suppose you need to kind of look and take stock and see where the whole family is at that point. Because as Mairead was saying, it's not just the patient, it's the siblings as well. And, you know, and the parents. So I suppose for me, like Childhood Cancer Ireland, you know, provided a lot of services that were really important in helping our family, you know, get back on track, whether it was just the coughing mornings, which were, you know, you'd just dial in and again, you'd talk to other parents and you'd listen, or the workshop around picking up back up the pieces, and even, you know, accessing play therapy when it was needed then for, you know, siblings of the families involved. Yeah. Like it's really, really important because you're kind of, you're trying to find your way back, but yet, you know, it's not the same anymore. So you have to find a new normal, and that's okay. You know, and that can be done. But I suppose once the family, you know, can accept that and find a new way forward, you know, you can build yourself back up from there. And even, you know, taking stock and being able to do that with Mairead and say, look, this is where we are, and you know, this is what we hope to do and how we hope to do it. But definitely it's a lonely place to be. And if you have, I suppose, you know, people, who's going to better understand it really than people and parents who've
going
been through it,
absolutely.
Already. You know?
Just on that, Mairead, for people tuned into us today, presume they just contact yourselves, just to contact Childhood Cancer Ireland, and that's where they can access the support services.
Absolutely. Look at our website, childhoodcancer.ie, or you can email us at info@childhoodcancer.ie. And it is just to say that, like, we're providing a continuity of care so that every member of the family may have different needs at different times, and that they can have access to us to have the right supports and at the right time and the right level of expertise. So absolutely, it's just linking in, and we will navigate them through the supports that we have available. Good. And sometimes we're collaborating with other services as well, so that we could make sure that they're getting the right support at that time.
Billy's keeping well, Catherine, now. He is.
He's doing really well now,
Andrea.
Yeah, he's gone into transition year now, so he's having he's
a
doing
full year.
Having a great time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
taking full advantage of it.
He's dead right. Why wouldn't he? Catherine, listen, thanks a million. Catherine Consulis, Stephanie Kyo as well, Dr. Mairead Brennan from Childhood Cancer Ireland. Thanks a million for joining us and sharing your stories with us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.